The same Jesus shall return, December 11th. The return of our Lord. Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? The same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. The angels who lingered upon Olivet after Christ's ascension, repeated to the disciples the promise of his return, "This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven." Precious, indeed, was this promise to those sorrowing disciples, that they should again see Jesus, who was greatly beloved by them all. Precious also is this promise to every true follower of Christ. None who truly love Jesus will be sorry that he is coming again. Jesus is coming. But not to listen to the woes of mankind, and to hear the guilty sinner confess his sins, and to speak pardon to him, for everyone's case will then be decided for life or death. Those who have lived in sin will remain sinners forever. Those who have confessed their sins to Jesus in the sanctuary, have made him their friend and have loved his appearing, will have pardon written for all their sins. Jesus is coming as he ascended into heaven, only with additional splendor. He is coming with the glory of his Father, and all the holy angels with him, to escort him on his way. Instead of the cruel crown of thorns to pierce his holy temples, a crown of dazzling glory will deck his sacred brow. He will not wear a plain seamless coat, but a garment whiter than snow, of dazzling brightness. Jesus is coming. But not to reign as a temporal prince. He will raise the righteous dead, change the living saints to a glorious immortality, and, with the saints, take the kingdom under the whole heaven. Dear young reader, seek a thorough preparation to meet Jesus, that when he appears you may exclaim with joy, "Lo, this is our God, we have waited for him, and he will save us." Eternal life will then be yours, and you will be a partaker with Christ of his glory, ever to hear his glorious approving voice and behold his lovely person.